I have two students with me right now, and I'm so happy we're going to get a chance to talk with both of them. And Harry, I'll start with you. Can you introduce yourself? And if you have any shout outs, feel free to shout them out.
I'm Harry McElhattan. I'm 11 years old, and I'd like to shout out my cat, June, my mom, my dad, my sister, and Emily.
And anybody else you may have forgotten, right? That's always a good thing to add, maybe. That's what I do.
Yeah.
Tell me about your cat.
A tabby cat. She's gray with some peachy spots on her. She's very crazy.
I'll bet. And, does she live inside or does she go out?
She's an inside cat.
Where does she sleep?
She'll sleep wherever she feels like it. A lot of the time she'll kind of appear in your room without you really noticing it.
They're sneaky that way.
Yeah. But she doesn't really have designated spots. She'll kind of go wherever.
I think cats, I have a cat too. I love cats. My cat's name is Gracie, and I think it's her house basically, and yeah. She lets us share it. Let's meet the person who's sitting next to you. Her name is Isa. Hello.
Hi.
And would you like to give any shout outs or just introduce yourself?
I'd just like to give a shout out to my whole family and I guess anyone I forgot. And then I'm Isa Kulik.
And how old are you?
I'm 10, turning 11 in June.
And do you have any pets?
I have a hamster.
What's your hamster's name?
Dafu.
I had hamsters too growing up. Can your hamster do any tricks?
No.
Does he have a wheel at least to run around on?
Uh-huh.
My hamster was able to climb up steps. If the steps were carpeted, he would crawl around the vertical part of the steps, then make it over, and then go a little bit, then go up and over and up and over. And he got a little tired, but he really, that was Lancelot, the hamster. He really liked to do that. What does your hamster eat?
Well, he eats like nuts and stuff like that, or like, you know, that sort of stuff.
Well, that's nice, and you take care of him. What's his name?
Dafu.
Dafu. That's a nice name. You told me that before. I wanted to be sure I got that right. Well, you're both Kentucky Avenue School students, and I'd be curious just how your year went. Would either of you like to tell me about a project that you did or something fun that happened over the past year?
We did do a Rube Goldberg project over here, actually.
Yeah, right behind us.
And how did you do it?
We started with smaller machines and kind of made our way up. And we went to Home Depot and got a couple little things to, like a couple wooden slabs, and put them together. And went off of that, and we watched a lot of videos to give us an idea of what was going on.
Now, when you say machines, can you tell me what you mean by a machine? Are these like the simple machines, or what would those be like?
Well, it's basically like a Rube Goldberg machine is when like one energy source transfers to another, which transfers to another, and like, it's like basically making something simple turn into very like a complicated machine.
And the idea is to make it as complicated as possible, right?
Yeah, mm-hmm.
So energy might be, can you give me an example of an energy source?
Like a marble. Or like
maybe like a domino effect in some ways. There were some cases where we had a magnetic kind of energy transfer, and that would go over. So probably I think the easiest one would be like dominoes.
So you would give the energy to the domino maybe by pushing it, And then that kinetic energy would cause all the dominoes to fall if you put them in order. And then what might the last domino do? Would that make something else happen?
Yeah, basically. Mm-hmm.
Very cool. Can you describe the Rube Goldberg machine you ultimately made, the one that you created?
Well, it was like an international themed one. So basically, like, a marble goes down a spiral, then, like, goes into a, like, a cup thing, which pulls another marble down. And then, like, it goes down a ramp, and then it goes down another ramp and hits a globe thing. And then it goes, and the globe falls into a cup, and, yes. So on.
I get it. That's really kind of neat. So the marble goes down the spiral, and then it goes in a cup that like makes another marble fly up, and then it goes somewhere. Is that right?
Yes, yeah, sort of.
Yeah, we had another part where there was a marble that would be attached to a catapult, and the Eiffel Tower would be balanced in a way so when a lever was pulled down due to marbles, it would lift it up and it would fall on that catapult, which made a marble release into another spiral kind of thing, which we called the Great Wall of China to make it international themed.
Neat.
And it would start this marble kind of magnet chain reaction. I don't really know how it worked, but it ended up working, so.
Yeah. And that was called the Niagara Falls.
Yeah.
Was it hard to do this project?
Yeah, sort of. It was like, but we all worked together on it, and it ended up great.
Excellent.
Yeah. I was just going to say the hardest part would either be trying to transport it to different places, which you had to remember how to set it up. You had to make sure it didn't break. So that was probably the most nerve-wracking part.
I would imagine you must have had to try different things until you could get it to work, did you?
Yeah. There were probably maybe, 15, 13 different versions.
Wow.
Yeah.
And so once you got it exactly right, if you picked it up and moved it, you might mess it up and you have to get it correct again.
Yeah, that's one of the parts. You want to make sure that it isn't like it works one out of every five times. You want to make it so that it's reliable every time you do it, so it's not just chance or luck. So there are a lot of different changes to help that.
I'll bet. Who else was on your team?
Well, it was basically everyone in the class, so it was
Alex, Celia Duncan, Celia Reynolds,
Signe,
Gemma, Griffin,
Quentin,
me, Issa,
Zach, and wait.
Okay. Oh no, we forgot anyone. That's going to make us sound mean.
That's why, and anyone we may have forgotten. I didn't realize your team was that big. I was thinking it was the whole class involved. What a cool project! What teacher led that project?
Emily, mainly. She's our main room teacher. I guess would make more sense to a lot of people.
Very cool. Well, what have you been doing more recently in school? Anything like over the past week or two? What are you working on?
We burned something and almost caught a garden on fire.
It's like a mandala thing, so it's supposed to show that we have to let things go, sort of.
So we cut up little paper bits of construction paper and made a design out of it, and we glued them on a bigger piece of cardboard. And then when we were eventually finished with it, we took it to a little fire pit and burned it, and it caught the mulch on fire. And luckily we had a fire extinguisher, which we didn't need, but there was a dog there, so everyone was trying to protect the dog.
Boy, that's the one. You wouldn't want to let the dog go. But what an interesting project. What is a mandala?
It's from Tibetan monks, I think, mainly. They'll have colored sand that they, like, tap out of little,
like, things that hold the sand.
Right, the little tubes or little parts, and you can tap on it to make a very beautiful work of art.
And when they're done, they just swipe it off.
And then they throw throw half of it into a river.
Did you make one?
Yes. We all worked on it, so it was probably a very split thing, but everyone worked on it.
That's very nice. Did you meet anybody from Tibet or that knew a lot about culture from Tibet?
I don't think so.
Because there is a Tibet center here in Pittsburgh that specializes in telling people, in helping people understand that culture. I'm curious what subjects you really like in school. Do either of you particularly like something, either because you find it easy or because you're just fascinated by it?
I really like math because I really like the thing that we're doing.
What are you doing in math now?
We're doing decimals or, like, we just finished working on it.
I would probably say math as well, or maybe art, just one of the two.
What are you doing in art?
So each couple of classes, we try to work on a different project, but right now we're, what would you call that?
I don't know, like, we're painting a quarter of a flower, and then we're, like, and then it's kind of like a group project. So, like, one quarter of a flower goes to this person, and then we're going to put them all together.
Oh, like, I know what you mean, almost like a puzzle?
Each person would do a quarter of a flower in their own way, but it needed to have a center and petals at some point. And if Issa and I worked on one, we would both do one half of, one quarter of it. And then two other people would do another one. And then eventually the entire school will have done it. And there will be a ton of different little flowers.
That's great. What kind of materials are you using?
Well, we're using, like, paint for it and, like, Sharpies and, you know, to outline it and, like, that sort of stuff. And pencils and, like, that.
That sounds terrific. And you mentioned math too, Harry. Do you like the decimal work you're doing right now? Or do you like to apply math to things?
I guess I enjoy the work with decimals we've been doing. I don't know. I guess it's just fun.
Yeah. I loved math. I still do. Issa and Harry are here. They're fifth graders. Their teacher's Emily, and they are at Kentucky Avenue School. Issa is almost 11. Harry is 11. You get asked this question all the time, but have you thought about what you might want to do as a job someday?
Like
a few options. You don't have to settle on one.
I don't really know that much.
I'm not sure I would know either. What do you think, Harry?
I guess for me it's a hard answer to answer a question to answer because it's so, like, early, but I think some things I might be interested in are something related to politics, maybe some sort of musician in a way, but or sports, so three very different things. But.
Yeah, and you can do whatever you want to, really. How come politics?
I think because I think it's an interesting kind of area of how, like, different countries work and how they can be able to actually be successful. So I think it's an interesting idea.
It sounds like you like to solve problems. Do you like to solve problems?
Yeah, but another one is just to... I know there are a lot of different opinions probably, but so I guess just how that's, if like there's a vote, where I would come in.
That's pretty cool. I have another question for you. It's really my last one. We talked about this last week too. I'm curious if you had three wishes, what you would wish for. And I'll give you a minute to think about that. And as you're thinking, I'm just going to remind other people who are here with us now and you at home, of course, that Youth Chamber Connection is presenting the Finestra Quintet. They're going to be joining us in just a moment. A couple violins in that group, as well as a pianist and viola and a cello. And that will be coming up in about 15 minutes. Do you know your wishes? Have you thought?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I see Issa nodding her head. What would your wishes be?
To have enough money to give a lot to like a charity or some sort, and then to cure type 1 diabetes, and then my third wish is to get really good at drumming.
Ooh. Now, do you know anybody with type 1 diabetes?
Yes, my brother has type 1 diabetes.
My mother did, and my grandmother did, and my mother-in-law had type 1 diabetes, and that would be great to find a cure for it. And it sounds like you're playing drums. Are you playing a drum set or a snare drum?
I play like a drum set. Like, it has like a bass drum, a snare drum, a hi-hat, like that stuff.
Are you taking lessons?
Uh-huh.
So you probably know what a paradiddle is, maybe.
No, not yet.
No, that's what, right, left, right, right.
Oh, yeah.
Left, right, left, left.
Yeah, I think I've heard something like that.
Like right, left, right, right, left, right, left, left. Can you do that? Have you?
Right. Yes.
Yeah, you're getting there. How about, are you learning drum rolls too? All right. So what about you, Harry? What would your wishes be? I'm not sure how I would answer this question, so.
I don't know. So her answers were very, like, for everyone, but then she had one for her. There's one that I'm very certain on. And that is to get a dog, which my parents will not allow me to have one.
If you noticed Harry fading a little bit there, it's because he turned his head around and looked at his parents as he said that. Do you think dogs, what I like to say is they require a lot more bandwidth than a cat. You know, they require, there's a lot to do with a dog. Do you think you're ready for one? I guess you do, right?
I think we could definitely handle one. I don't know if our cat could mainly, but I just think it'd be fun to be able to snuggle with a dog, because cat's interest is to make themselves happy, and sometimes that involves you, where dogs are mainly supposed to make humans happy, so...
I think you're right. Our cat, how old is your cat? Do you know?
She's less than a year old. Her name is June, and we got her around June. So we've kind of just decided that her birthday is June 1st.
So as our cat got older, and she's pretty old now, 13 maybe, 13 or 14. But once she got to be two or three, she started to get really affectionate. I think when they're still close to being a kitten, they don't want to sit still too much. But a dog would be nice to have. Any other wishes that you thought about?
Maybe to not really have much aching or pain for basically anyone, because I know that sucks, and I know that probably everyone gets them.
That's a great wish. You both have wishes that are about other people, not just yourself, which is really great.
And then my third one would...
I can give you an idea. This is what my third wish is always. I wish I had more wishes. And that way I could just use them later when I thought about something.
I guess my third wish would just to be to eventually find out who I am fully.
That's a great wish. We're just about out of time. Do either of you have anything else you wanted to say?
I don't think so.
It was so nice to talk to you both. How about you, Harry?
I remembered one shout out I forgot to give, and it is to our older cat who is not here anymore, but his name was Rory, as well as Oscar. When you talked about your cat as they got older, it reminded me of Rory because because he was just, you know, as he got older, he got a lot more sweet, which is, it was nice to see.
Yeah. I have two cats I miss a lot too. Mimsy and Boo Boo was a cat we had too. It's nice to talk to both of you, and I hope you'll come back sometime. And I hope you enjoy. You don't have school on Monday, do you? So you've got a holiday weekend. Thank you for